Yes, friends, it's Lum and Abner time. Time to leave your cares and your worries behind and enjoy 15 minutes in the friendly, quiet atmosphere of Pine Ridge. But if in real life your peace and comfort are being disturbed right now by an unpleasant headache, touch of acid indigestion, or muscular aches and pains, help yourself to real relief by drinking a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Remember that. For the prompt relief it can give in these common ailments, fix yourself a glass of friendly, dependable Alka-Seltzer. See how pleasant it is to the taste and how it helps you feel better fast. Remember, you can get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore, either by the package or by the glass. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner still haven't figured out where to spend their vacation. The Midwest Economy Travel Agency turned out to be nothing more than a new company formed by Mousie Gray, offering only one vacation tour, a round trip to Cherry Hill. And even that possibility vanished with the discovery that the company's streamlined bus, which was Cedric's car, had three flat tires. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library discussing the matter of a vacation. Listen.
Well, let's see. We might go down to Texas and visit my brother-in-law, Fred, down there along.
Fred?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to visit no relays. I want to enjoy this vacation.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I tell you, how about going to Chicago and seeing that there Columbian Exposition?
The Columbia Exposition?
Yeah, there's something I've always wanted to see. I've heard Grandpappy Spears talk about it so much, I'd just love to see it.
For goodness sakes, Abner, that ain't running no more.
It ain't?
Of course not. They closed that up a long time ago.
Well, I do know. Just couldn't make a go of it, huh?
No, they done all right with it, but them things just runs for about a year or so. And that was way back in 18-something.
Oh.
Besides, I believe I got a better idea, Abner.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, it's an idea that come to me while I was looking at that book we got in the library over there, Gilbert the Boy Trapper.
Oh, yeah, I've read that myself. I don't recollect Gilbert taking no vacation, though, did he?
No, but here's my idea.
We ain't going out and trap, are we?
No. Why don't we go back to nature?
Go back to nature?
Yeah. What we want more than anything else is a change, and I believe that kind of a change would do us more good than going to some city or crowded resort. I know it'd be a heap more healthful for us.
Yeah, well, here, wait a minute, Tolum. I believe I've jumped the track there somewhere. Whereabouts is this nature place at?
Well, it ain't no certain place. It's just every place where civilization ain't been yet.
Huh?
It's up in the hills or out in the forest or down by the river. Places where animals live, but no humans.
Doggy, that don't sound of a vacation to me, living with a bunch of animals.
Well, it is, though. It's good for a man to get away from this city life we live here in Pine Ridge and get back to the land, get back to the good earth, and live like our ancestors done.
Like who done?
Our ancestors.
Well, I never heard of them. I know the Abernathy sisters, but I know they never went out and lived in the woods with no animals.
I never said sisters. I said ancestors. That means our forefathers.
Forefathers?
Now, don't tell me you never knowed you had forefathers.
Doggies, if I did, there was three of them that never showed up around the place, I'll say that.
I don't mean that. I mean our relays way back yonder, our great-great-great-great-great-grandpas and all that.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Well, I couldn't say where they live. But I know my papa and grandpapa both lived in houses just same as we do.
Well, I don't mean that we'd give up living in houses.
Huh?
This is just for a few days, Abner. Just to give us a chance to get close to nature for a change.
Yeah.
Now, here's what we can do. We'll ride the mail hack out in the country a ways, and then we'll get off and just track out across the country.
Well, here, are we going to walk?
Why, natural. Facts is, to do this right, we ought to walk barefooted.
Barefooted?
Yes, sir. Of course, I've got sort of tender feet, so I think I'll wear my shoes. Leastways, to start out with, but now you can wear yours. You don't have to wear no shoes.
Lum, I don't much believe I'll take no vacation this year.
Now, yes, you will, Abner. It'll do you good. Be a fresh outlook on life.
And sore feet, too.
Well, we'll strike out through the brush eating berries off of the bushes and roots that we dig up out of the ground.
Roots?
Why, sure.
Ain't we going to take no grub along?
Of course not. We ain't taking nothing along. We're going to learn to live by our brains and bare hands.
Bare hands, huh?
Yes, sir.
I believe that's better for me. Are we going to wear any clothes on this trip at all?
Oh, sure, a few. What I wish we could wear is a couple of leopard skins, but I don't know where in the world to get none.
Well, if I find out, I ain't going to tell you. I'll tell you that.
We might be able to catch a couple of wildcats and skin them. I don't know.
Now, how are we going to catch wildcats if we don't take nothing along to catch them with? You said we wasn't taking nothing with us, didn't you?
That's right. We just have to learn how to stalk the animals and then leap on them when they ain't looking.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. I'd like to leap on a wildcat when he ain't looking.
I reckon springing at them from out of a tree would be the best way to do it, come to think about it. Gilbert done that once when he lost his gun or something.
Doggett, I wish Gilbert was going along with us on this trip, you know it?
Oh, we don't need him. All you need to get along with nature is common sense and strong hands. Grannies, I can't hardly wait to get out there in the wilderness amongst the peaceful trees, far from this sordid civilization.
Lama, you must have been reading some other book besides Gilbert the Boy Trapper. I don't recollect none of that in there.
Well, I did read another book, come to think about it. A feller named Thoreau, I believe.
Oh?
He had some good ideas, too. I'll say that for him.
Well, if I was have my druthers, Lama, I believe I'd just rather go down to Texas and visit old Fred for a few days.
No, visiting Fred ain't going to uplift your spirits none, Abner.
He's a fine man.
This nature idea is exactly what we need. We get soft sitting around the store here. What we need is to get out and rough it.
Well, I don't mind roughing it particular long, but I think we're carrying this a little too far.
Ah, prattle. This is something every feller ought to do at least once a year. Get back to the soil. Live in the open. Just think, when night comes, we won't crawl in an old stuffy bed in a stuffy house.
What'll we do?
Well, we'll make us a bed out of branches and leaves. Break the branches with our bare hands, too.
Uh-oh.
And for a blanket, we'll just use the stars up above us.
Okay, that blanket's gonna be awful long ways from the bed, I'll say that for us.
Ah, you love it, though, Abner. It's the only way for a man to live.
Yeah, but long won't them branches stick us in the back, and what if there's bugs and things around there?
Well, who cares about a few little... Grannies, there might be bugs or something, mightn't it?
Why, sure there will be.
Well, what we might do, just take along a mattress to sleep on. Just a little one, though. Little old rough mattress.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, if a feller's going to live a rugged life, he's got to get a good night's rest. I've always said that.
Oh, yeah, good night's rest is a thing we'll need, yeah.
Then we'll feel good and peppy when we jump out of bed at daybreak.
Daybreak?
Yeah, that's the time to get up. Get up with the sun. The cool, crisp morning air gives you an awful big appetite for breakfast.
Well, what do we do for breakfast, Ole? Just dig up some more roots?
Hadn't thought about that. Roots wouldn't taste awful good early in the morning that way, would they?
No, I don't much believe they would. I'll tell you how we can fix them, old Lon. We can put some bacon and eggs and some coffee and stuff along with them. That'd go pretty good.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what we might do, Abner. We might take some bacon and stuff along. Just for breakfast, though, you understand?
Yeah, just for breakfast.
For other meals, we'll go back to berries and roots.
Yeah.
But I believe a man's better fit for a good rugged day in the open if he's got a good breakfast under his belt.
Oh, there ain't no doubts about that. I might eat three of them a day. Well, what do we do after breakfast?
Oh, let's see. Something rugged, I know. Can't think exactly what it is, though.
Well, maybe we ought to take a checkerboard along, Mom, and then we could sit there on a mattress and have a couple of games of checkers while we're trying to study up something rugged to do.
Well, yeah, we might do that.
Yeah.
We'll have to rest part of the day, so we might as well do that, Eric.
Yeah, a little rugged checkerboard.
Of course, we'd just take a small checkerboard.
Yeah. We might take some fishing poles along, too, and do a little fishing.
Well, we don't need them, because we're supposed to learn how to catch the fish with our bare hands.
Bare hand?
Why, sure. Gilbert done it that way once when he got himself lost or something.
Oh, Lama, I'm afraid that's going to take an awful long time, old catching fish that way. What do we do, just dive in after them or wait till they jump out of the water and then grab them?
It might take quite a long time at that.
Why, yeah. Of course it will. Facts, it won't leave us no time hardly to dig roots.
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, maybe we ought to take along a couple of poles and some tackle. Just rough poles, though.
Oh, yeah, rough.
That'll give us more time for all them strenuous things we're aiming on doing.
Yeah,
rough stuff.
Say it, Lom. I don't believe we can walk through the brush very far, though, and carry all this stuff we're taking with us. We'll get ourselves all wore out before we even get started.
Yes, sir. I was just thinking the same thing myself.
Why, sure.
A wore-out man ain't no good for the rugged life out in the open.
Why, no.
Here's what we might do is ride the mail hack clean up to where the road hits the bend in the river.
Oh, right up there by that Shady Rest camp?
Yeah, that's the place.
Well, say, Long, maybe we could just stay at one of them cabins there.
A cabin?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, I just figured that away. Why, we won't have to lug that mattress along, and then we wouldn't be so wore out, and we could do more of them rugged things you're talking about.
Well, Grannies, I believe you got a point there, Abner. Just a small, rough cabin, though. Nothing big and fancy.
Oh, no, just a little one.
Yeah. One without no curtains in it.
Yeah, do without curtains.
Or no rug on the floor.
No rug, no.
Yeah, I believe you got a point there, Abner.
Of course, I don't reckon, though, there's many roots to dig around there, or berries. Yeah, that's pretty well cleared out. Maybe we ought to take our meals there at the hotel they got there along.
Well, that would save us a lot of time, wouldn't it?
Why, sure.
Think about it.
Yeah.
What if they serve any rough meals there?
Well, I reckon we could order them that way. And as long as we're eating there, we might just as well stay at the hotel, too. It's a heap cheaper that way. Or at least ways according to Caleb Weehunter to you.
Caleb Weehawken.
Yes, him and his woman spent a whole week up there this summer. Had an awful good time, they said. Went to a moving picture show Mart and I every night.
Moving picture show?
Yeah.
Do they have movies there?
Yeah, they got them. Caleb said they had sort of a big outdoor place fixed up for showing them moving pictures.
Oh, outdoors, huh? Yeah. Well, that's different.
Yeah, that hotel there is where Caleb claims him and his woman win the prize for being the best waltzers on the floor.
Waltzers?
He says they have a dance there every Saturday night, I believe it is.
My grannies, I can waltz rings around that, Caleb, any day of the year.
Why, sure, you can out-waltz him, ain't no doubts about it, Mom.
Has the mail hack left town yet today?
Why, no, it don't generally leave for about an hour yet, Mom.
Good. That'll just give us enough time to get ready.
We gonna leave today?
Why, sure, ain't no time like the present to do something, Abner. I've always said that. Besides, we want to get there before Saturday night so we be sure and get a reservation at the hotel.
Yeah.
So we'll close the store up right now and leave right away.
Well,
that is, if you're game for this. You've acted a little bit like you was again in a back-to-nature idea of mine.
Well, I admit, I was at first, Mom, but I believe you talked me into it short of work.
Well, good. Now, you hurry home and get packed up, and I'll do the same. And yeah. In less than an hour, we'll be off for the rugged life out in the open. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Granny. Looks like we're going to have to postpone our rugged back-to-nature trip after all.
Huh?
Look out there. Dad blaming it's starting to sprinkle.
Starting to sprinkle?
Yeah, a man can't get back to nature in a weather like this.
Friends, when it's your misfortune to be troubled with a touch of acid indigestion, remember this, will you? Help yourself to fast relief by drinking a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer. Remember, too, that Alka-Seltzer does more and just simply neutralize excess gastric acidity. It also helps relieve that uncomfortably full, stuffy feeling, too. If you're not already acquainted with the fast, twofold relief that Alka-Seltzer offers, try it, won't you? Remember, all druggists have Alka-Seltzer in both 30 and 60-cent size packages.